they call you up and say, you know, you've won this grant, you've won this scholarship, but you have to send us money in order to get it. It's processing fees or it's something. You know, these are just scams. And the average loss that we have reported to our office is $1,000. The average victim loses $1,000. And you can't, you know, unlikely ever to get this money back because these con artists are gone with your money. So, you know, if it's too good to be true, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Never pay to receive a grant, scholarship, or a job. These scam artists are out there.
But I would assume that they probably phrase it as, hey, you've got a scholarship, and now that you've got this scholarship and you've been admitted, we need an admission fee or something like that. They probably don't call it what you're calling it.
That's right. They always make up something that what this is. But what's consistent is they're sending you money that turns out not to be real money, a bad check, or maybe you never get it, and you're sending them real money. So they got your money, and you get nothing back in return. You know, don't also trust your caller ID. A lot of these numbers are carrying when you look at your caller ID, it says 202, which is Washington, D.C. But that person could be, you know, overseas somewhere and just spoofing that caller ID number. So you have to be very, very careful.
I understand that this is the time of year where job scams and that sort of thing are coming out with students especially. Can you talk a bit about that?
Well, you know, there's all kinds of scams that come out when school is ready to start. And, you know, you just have to be very, very leery. I mean, they understand that people are scraping together money to go back to school, scraping together money to buy books. So sometimes they'll have a, you know, you get the free books or you'll get free notebooks. But then, of course, to get that, you have to give them something. And it's the same old thing. What they're giving you is nothing, and what you're giving them is real.
And even if you're not actually giving them money, you could be duped into giving them information that they could use against you, correct?
Well, the other thing, of course, they always want to do is they'll call and say you've won something. But what we need is your Social Security number. We need your bank account. And, you know, just don't give out this information over the phone. I mean, your bank doesn't need it. No one legitimately really calls up and asks for that information. So be very, very careful.